Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you, Keith, and all the boys and girls down at Norrell for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate that. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, everybody. It's Bruce Ferguson here, Vice President with the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. I've been on the board for about 11 years. Really enjoy it, contributing and being part of the AJHL.
There you go. And so what's your role? How do you contribute? Why have you got involved? Let's hear all about
that. Yeah, sure. So I was a hockey coach for about 26 years in Fort McMurray, so I coached a lot of minor hockey, and everything from initiation to midget, double, triple A, everything in between.
Right.
So it was, you know, in my blood. It was my passion. Mm-hmm. My boys played. I had a lot of, got a lot of gratitude from that, and it was just really, you know, a great way to spend that time, quality time with my kids.
Yeah.
They moved on. They aged out. I quit coaching. Then I got involved with the doing radio broadcasts. I was the color commentary for a number of years.
Okay.
And then from there, I joined the board and haven't looked back.
Okay. Okay. And so outside of hockey, what do you do to keep yourself busy?
Oh, boy. I do a lot of hockey. That's for sure. I volunteer in some other areas as well around Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
I just love being part of this community
and
what it stands for and what we're all about.
Okay. Not the answer I was looking for. I thought you were going to tell us about your passion of snowblowing.
You know, that's right. I've sort of adopted. Yeah, you do know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I've adopted my street.
You
in
really
Dickensfield.
Have, man.
Yeah. It's a big thing, and thank you for bringing that up. I'm very proud of that. Yeah,
it's something to be admired. Like a lot of. We're not going to give away the street that you live on.
I'm fine with that. There was a day, you know, people used to publish books with your name, your phone number, and your actual street. So
my parents have told me, do not, because they watch the show, they're like, do not say the street that we live on. I'm like, okay.
That's fine.
But you live on my parents' street, and you're out there, and you snow blow the sidewalk, and you live, I don't want to, like, on the opposite end of the block from where my parents are.
Yeah, that's right.
But you make it all the way up there, and you help out with their lawn, and I have senior citizens for grandparents, so you are like the man on that block, and I appreciate the work that you do, and I know a lot of people on that street do as well, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you for I appreciate that.
So how did that start for you?
You know, I just had a snowblower,
and
just started doing my house and then the house beside me, and I looked up the road, and I could see all the way to the main drag.
Yeah.
So I just kept going, and I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, the thing about, like, we won't say the street, but, like, the people who live in Dickensfield, I find certain communities in Fort McMurray have different age demographics.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who live in Dickensfield and in this area that you live in that they've been there for a while. Like, that's their home for years and years and years. So it's a more mature part of town. And when people get mature, it's harder to shovel the walkways.
It is, yeah.
And so especially the sidewalks, like, they don't get the care as a driveway would. And hey, you know what? It makes a big difference. Even my little guy, when he goes to grandma and granddad's house, he's like, why is the street so clean here? And we're like, oh, well. So yeah, there that's awesome. Go. So I wanted to give you a little, like I was looking at the guest list and my wife, Ethna, she's just like, hey, look at that. And I was like, oh, I'm shouting him out on the show.
Thank
for sure.
You. That is so
so
nice.
That's huge, that's man.
Appreciate
so,
it.
So good, because they have snow angels and I don't know what your title is going to be, but you're keeping that block nice and clean, man. So
that's great.
Thank you for that. And I know my parents are going to watch this and be like, oh my God, we know who that is. So that's cool. So with the team and the Barons, we're at the Dream Home right now. We're going to be filming a bunch of episodes here. Why is this fundraiser so important to the Oil Barons?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with the community what this means to us and our team or yeah. our organization. So depending on who you talk to, the Oil Baron Dream Home can represent a whole bunch of different things. For a lot of folks, it's a yearly and annual lottery, an opportunity to win a beautiful home for the cost of a ticket that's $100. For us, the team, the organization, it represents far more than that. Certainly, mm-hmm. we love the tradition that we've been able to help create here in Fort McMurray for about 25 years now with Dream Homes. But for us, it's our most important fundraising opportunity. And from the funds that we receive mm-hmm. from this draw, it'll help keep our team in business. We have salaries to pay. We have bills. You know how much a bus costs for a weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. But then there's more than that, too. So we support a number of organizations and charitable events as well.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray Autism is our charity of choice right now.
Okay.
So we're very proud of the work that we do with them and others as well, whether it's the shoveling snow floor for folks or and a number of other things with schools and minor hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking about it with a few of the staff that have already come through, because I had no idea. Like, I buy a ticket every year.
Thank you.
Hopefully this year I win. But I had no idea in regards to, I know we're far up north and that adds costs. But when you're talking about, like, the kids literally have to bus down. They have to stay in a hotel room. They're tape, they're sticks. Like, I had no idea the magnitude that this Oil Baron's Dream Home had in regards to the impact for the team.
Yeah, it's a very important piece to our business, our yearly thing.
Yeah.
If not for the work of, you know, a number of tireless volunteers, we couldn't pull this off.
Yeah,
certainly.
No doubt.
Both within our organization, our board of directors, and our executive committee, mm-hmm. But also just the population at large. We have so many giving people in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
You know, there's a long history of success when it comes to our volunteer base.
Yeah.
And we're so proud and grateful.
Yeah, no doubt.
For that.
Well, before we continue, I got to throw to an ad. So Carrie from Patchouli Rose, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
We're back. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your ongoing support. Now, you're obviously a huge fan of hockey.
Yes.
Where did that start for you?
Yeah, you know, my family moved to Fort McMurray in the 70s. There was actually no pavement when we moved here. Waterways was bigger than Fort McMurray as a kid.
Yeah.
Our phone number was 4 digits.
Yeah.
So I guess where I'm going with that is certainly the winters are long and they can be challenging. And I think my folks got me involved in hockey in Fort McMurray at a very young age.
Right.
And it just became a very important part of my life as a child and going on. Then looking back, as we reflect, you realize how important it actually was to you and to others as well.
Right.
And to be able to be part of that that legacy of giving back and knowing what it meant to you as a youngster and being able to help others mold in that. It's paying it back, but I think also paying it forward at the same time.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so now that your kids aren't playing hockey anymore, how do you find that inner passion to keep doing it? I know you want to give back, but it's a little bit easier when your kids are involved. And so, like, for yourself now, like, what really gets you going?
Yeah, well, I think it's the, you know, what my family, and it's not just me and it's not just my boys, it truly is our entire family, for what we got out of the game and our involvement and what it did for us. Mm-hmm. It gives me an opportunity to also see those same benefits in other families, in other youngsters as well, and today's players.
Yeah.
So that really is, I suppose, the driving force of it, you know, at a very deep level.
Right.
And actually, it's just a lot of fun, you know. There's still... We still keep score.
Yeah.
You know, the sound and the smells of the arena It's something that just draws you back.
Okay, I love it. Now, there's something else that you fall into a bracket where not a lot of people do. You're in an elite class. You're with my parents now. You've been here, like you said, since the 70s.
Yes.
And you continue to live here.
That's right.
Now, there's a lot of other places on this planet that you could be that are a hell of a lot warmer. What keeps you here in this community?
That is a fantastic question. It's an answer that I share with people regularly without them even asking me. And I often tell people, you know, when we think of the word a nice place, we think of maybe, you know, Banff or Jasper. It has mountains. Maybe it's an ocean water. So right. In that regard, we don't fit that mold. But what we are is a good place. Mm-hmm. We're a very good place. And it's the people. Certainly, I find the colder it is outside, mm-hmm. the warmer the people are. The more friendly we are to one another.
Okay.
We have more patience for each other. We're kind and we're given.
Yeah.
And that is unique to Fort McMurray. We're not anonymous here.
No.
We all matter in Fort McMurray.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's really true. And it's the sense of community is real here. And it's grown a lot since I was a kid, like in the 80s, like the pop, and for you, for the 70s, for goodness sake, like you said.
Yeah, you're giving
dirt
me away
road.
Here now. You're killing
so,
me.
But the community has grown, but I find that is something that has remained consistent here, is that sense of community, that sense of like, hey, this is my neighbor, I'm going to help him out. Like, you can go around town, somebody's going to help you in one way, shape, or form, however you need
sure.
it to be.
And you can actually see when you drive as well. Like, mm-hmm. I've gotten the habit of not cutting people off in Fort McMurray because there's a good chance they're going to be standing at Tim Hortons with them.
That's
you
right.
go to Edmonton or Calgary, I don't know that that mentality, transfers to those bigger communities.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. I literally was having a conversation about that today with a friend. And she was saying, like, when you're in Edmonton, it seems like when that light turns yellow, people are just, like,
it's
going
go
for
right?
it. And I'm just like... You know, when I moved away to school, I noticed that in Edmonton too. I was like, oh, you got to like kind of look at a traffic light. But yeah, in a small community, it's like, you're going to meet the guy you cut off eventually.
Yeah, just don't do
just
it.
Chill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Smile and wave.
Yeah. So outside of Oil Barons season, what do you do to keep yourself engaged?
Well,
here?
Like a lot of folks, I golf.
Which golf course do you like to go to?
I like to go to I like all the golf courses in Fort McMurray. They all have something special.
Yeah.
But I suppose my home course would be what we often call the Thickwood course, so Fort McMurray Golf Club.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic facility, as you're well aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great. Love golfing. My wife and I recently got into biking, so mountain biking. I got all the fancy gear and everything else. So
you're just like, when you say mountain biking, you're not like a lunatic going down a hill at like you're
no.
just talking about like riding in.
We're flat but what's really cool, Ellie, is we're having that mountain bike in my driveway and standing by it, because a lot of people think maybe you're that guy.
That's right.
I'm not that good.
Yeah, because I for the people at home, my eyes went like that. I was like, there's no way you're going down like hills like in Jasper and stuff. That's a cool pastime.
It's great.
Why did you pick that up?
Just the exercise of it, I think, and getting in the outdoors. We live right on the Birchwood Trails.
That's right.
Funny story about the Birchwood Trails. There's no Birchwood trees. I often tell people that, too. You ever wonder why they call it the Birchwood Trails?
Yeah.
It's after the school.
Yeah.
But so we utilize that trail system. We're very proud of it.
Yeah.
And just really get out and explore, and it's just a great pastime. Yeah.
You have a lot of guests at your house that come out of the woods.
We do.
That's the one thing about I love growing up in the middle of nowhere and the trees, and I can go in the woods and build forts. And so where you live, though, I don't know if I could do it.
It's pretty special. I love it.
You have a low fence too. Like you get to see all of the wildlife that comes back there.
Sometimes they come to visit too. Bears climb fences really quickly.
Have you had a bear in your backyard?
We actually bought a security system for that very reason.
No
five
doubt.
Bears, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Our tree out front, they destroyed it. But it was still fun to watch them. I mean, I wanted to adopt one, you know. We have a room.
Because in this day, they probably were coming when I was a kid and you just didn't know about it. But now that you have the doorbell cameras and cameras on garages and stuff, like my dad would be like, oh yeah, there's a bear, and he's had a few come in his backyard too, and it's like, jeez, build those fences higher. Well, anyways, my man, that's the end of today's episode. I want to thank you very much for coming on, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I just want to give this one to all of our tireless volunteers, and you guys all know who you are. Without selling those 50-50 tickets, without everything that you folks do to support the team, the club, we're nothing. So thank you to everybody involved.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. And don't forget, everybody at home, please come and get those Oil Baron Dream Ticket homes. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.